You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I wanted to talk about money and how it amplifies your character. I posted this on July 18th on my Instagram page. It was an excerpt from my podcast episode with my great friend and real estate investor, Bradley Watson. Now, the cool thing about this particular post is that it really shows what it means and what you need to do in order to make money. Bradley was talking about the fact that money amplifies your character, and the reason why that's so true is because if you are a person that is balanced, that is driven, that is giving, that is always ready to provide value and help people, the world will bring things to you. The world will help you succeed. You know the concept of karma, but if you don't want to talk about karma, just think about the fact that the more people you help, the more you're liked, the more opportunities will open, the more people will bring you up. If anybody needs, for example, help with a one-on-one coach, and I coached 100 people and I have 100 happy clients, those 100 happy clients will refer me more business. So you see this give and take, this ability to provide value and then get value back under a different form, of course, but it's still value that comes back to you. So money amplifies your character for that exact reason. If you're a person that is closed off, it's close-minded, doesn't like to help people, but stumbles on a bunch of money, maybe, you know, like someone given to them as inheritance, or maybe they won a lottery, or maybe they just got a good job that's paying them well, but they're not super nice people. In the long run, they're not going to do great things with the money. And that's the problem. In the past, because there were not a lot of ways to make money, generally people used to pass on wealth from generation to generation. And the people with money were generally people that were spoiled, people that had, you know, like properties, like kings and dukes and whatnot. And for that reason, there was this, you know, very bad association between wealth and not being a nice person. But in 2019, people can just be resourceful and very driven and very focused on providing value and still being able to make good money. And the difference, though, now that these people that are making money in the right way through helping others are actually using this money, this wealth, to amplify their good intentions. And for that reason, when you see people that make money and they're happy, they're not happy because they made money. They made money because they're happy. They made money because they have this growth mindset. They want to always get better. They know they may have some shortcomings, but they're working on them. And by simply working and tackling every small flaw here and there, over time, they were able to build character and build wealth along with it. So I hope that you understand the difference between the two. And if you want to, of course, make money, the most important thing for you right now is to change your mindset. Money is not going to come to you until you change your personality. And I'm not changing person. I'm not meaning like changing personality, like change who you are as a person, but change your shortcomings. If you are the type of person that tends to cut corners, stop cutting corners, stop rushing through things, be more detail-oriented, be more helpful to people, spend time understanding what's wrong with you and fix those issues. As you progress, you will be able to build your character. Once you have a strong character, you'll see you'll start really attracting opportunities. And now the opportunities will come to you and you will know what to do with them. That's the big problem. If you don't have a strong character and you get an opportunity your way, A, you may not be selected for that opportunity, but even if you do get selected, you're not going to be able to make the best out of it because your character is not at the right level yet. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.